Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosen strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Zobchin moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zobchin scores. White moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Jose Santiago now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Bobby Young. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing second base. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for George Strickland. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Laughlin pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Stu Laughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laughlin hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Don Mossy now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Hatton moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatton moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente strikes out. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Narragon reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.